Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Lamed. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the Tosfos on Daf Lamed, beginning with the third Tosfos on the page, Halacha Kerebi. This was stated in the context of a person who was riding on a donkey, he's on a trip, and the time for Shmoneh Esrei arrived. How should he conduct himself? So we saw Rava ruling like Rebbe. Tosfos says Shelo Yered Lamato, he does not descend or alight from the animal. V'afilu shelobo makom sakon, even if he is not in imminent danger. V'afilu mahalich mispal, even while walking he can daven. While the animal is walking and he's sitting atop the animal, v'einu tzorach lachzir ponov keneged Yerushalayim, he doesn't have to trouble himself to position himself up facing Yerushalayim, especially if he is not traveling in that direction. As we saw, because this will enable him to maintain maximum concentration under the circumstances. And as Rashi said, he won't be preoccupied with a delay in his trip. The next place is keneged Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara made a point about a person needing to face, ultimately, Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo gar sinon libo, the text of the Gemara says, Yechavein es libo, so Tosfos says, you don't have that in this section of the Tanaic source. The aponav koi, we're talking about a physical facing, and not just a matter of concentrating on Yerushalayim, but a physical facing. So hence, it's better not to have the gears of libo in. The aponav koi, kidiktoni seifa, as the seifa says, hoya oimei b'mizrach machzir ponov l'marov. If he's standing in the east, he shall, and the Beis HaMikdash is west, he shall face west. The next Tosfos cites the posuk, the word letalpios, which was the source for this idea of facing the same location, that all of Israel faces the same location. Letalpios, tel shekol pios ponimbo, the hill, the mound that all mouths are facing. Ukaach shmaitzu kaim alon, and we hold like this sugya. V'chein maskinim b'lo yachbor. Likewise, in the second parak of Bava Basra, they come to the same conclusion. The Gemara that says it says there in the Gemara, atun de kaimisun letzvaim there is Israel. You in Bavel who are north of Israel, adrimu face south. V'lo kehani amoroi deliel depligi, and not like the other amoroim in Bava Basra that argue depligi I hashchina b'mizrach b'marov. There is a machlokes amongst other amoroim whether the shchina is in the divine presence is in the east or in the west. And so, according to those opinions that the divine presence is in the west, a person will always face west, even if they happen to be west of the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to continue facing west as opposed to facing the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos is pointing out that we don't follow those authorities. Achshav onu b'marova shoret Yisrael, alkein onu ponim l'mizroch. And so Tosfos points out we today, and Tosfos' frame of reference was Europe, which was west of Israel, so we must face east. The next Tosfos, Avu Shmuel v'Levi havu mekadmi umatzlu. We saw they got up, they needed to go on a trip very early in the morning, even before the Zman of Kriya Shema. So what does it mean they needed to leave early? Pirush Rashi, koidem amud hashachar, before dawn. Our Girsan Rashi doesn't say Kodem HaShachar, it says Kodem Hayom. If you assume Hayom to mean Amud HaShachar, so Eino Chinami, like Tosfos says, the Rashi's approach is they would be davening their Shacharis before Amud HaShachar. However, Veloy Nireh, this doesn't appear likely. Diem Kein, Lohoy Yotzen Boi Klal, Bitfilas, Bitfilu Diyoim. They aren't fulfilling the daytime tefillah with a pre-dawn Shmoneh Esrei, Kevan Dadayin Eino Yom. It's not day yet. L'kach nira kapirish Rabbeinu Chananel. His approach, the Rach's approach, seems more likely. Misha Olam Rashachar Komar. They they started. We're talking about a time frame after dawn. The havu mekadmi, the idea of having of their getting up early, of their being early. It's early relative to kaidem na neitzachama komar. It's before Netzachama, and you're not dealing with the preferable time, which is after Netzachama, after sunrise. But nevertheless, their choice had been either to daven standing at this less than best time, or not have the ability to stand in Shemoneh Esrei and simply daven later while on a journey. So they opted to daven, as Tosfos of Arach says, after Amud HaShachar, so they would get credit for a daytime Shemoneh Esrei, even though it's not the best time. We then saw the practice of Mremar and Marzutra, before we get to Mremar Zutra, we saw a Machlokas Tanoim about a situation of someone needing to go on a journey early. So in the choice, the Machlokas had been either do like that we just mentioned, to daven before the Zman of Kriya Shema, or the other approach found in the source, and that is Reb Shimon Elazar's approach, was not to do the early Shemoneh Esrei, but wait till the Zman Kriya Shema comes about and daven following that Kriya Shema, even though you are going to be in a non-standing position. The Tosfos Mismach Lulav Tefila Odif, their choice that of the choice of Rav Shimon Elazar is better to have Geula, which is represented by Kriya Shema right before Tefila. That's better Milispal Meumot, than better than standing in a standing Shemoneh Esrei. Vachi Paski Baloch Gedolos Halacha Reb Shimon Elazar, and the Bahag Paskins like that. Umashma the Shemoneh Esrei Brachos Mutu Lispalo Bederech B'Mahalech. It's Mashma from here that it's okay to daven Shemoneh Esrei while moving. Ein Sorch Lamod, and it's not. It's one doesn't have to stand and being in a stationary standing position. Vim Tomar Umayshno Mehavinenu Demaskin Aleim Demeumo Dafka. So what is different about this than Havinenu, where we concluded before that the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara was that Havinenu must be recited when standing. The Gemara actually ruled that the Hilchos Havinenu Meumad, and as opposed to Tefillah Ketzara, which was Bein Meumad Bein Mahalech. So why by Havinenu do we say you have to be standing, stationary, and a full Shemoneh Esrei, as we are learning here, can be said even while walking? The Gemara answers, V'yesh Lomar, the shiny Havinenu. Havinenu is different. She Ketzara, it's a much shorter version. V'ein kan bitul derech kolkach kamo b'Shemoneh Esrei brachas. And a person wouldn't be losing time so much by remaining stationary for Havinenu as he would be losing time for a full Shemoneh Esrei. And we saw before the Sevara that the losing of time causes a person to lack in concentration. The Od Pirei Sharam, the Ocha, Ki Oda Lebeisei Matzli Mubon. And furthermore, with regard to this Shemoneh Esrei scenario, when he gets home, he's going to daven a standing Shemoneh Esrei, Kedamri B'Samoch, as the Gemara itself says. And here's a quote, Rav Ashi Matzli Badi Tzibur B'Yochid Miyushav. Rav Ashi's practice was that he would daven in the midst of the congregation while seated, Kedei Likris Kriya Shema B'Shaita, so as to achieve a Kriya Shema recitation at its right time. That's right before Netzachama, and he would do that while seated, and say a Shemoneh Esrei while seated. V'chiyod lebeisei matzli mumon. When he, Rav Ashi, would get home, he would daven again a second Shemoneh Esrei while standing, so that the allowance of a mobile Shemoneh Esrei is not really at a compromise of a standing Shemoneh Esrei, as opposed to the case of Havinenu, where that's all he is going to be saying, just Havinenu. So we insist on that being stationary, and especially in view of the fact that it doesn't cause him a delay because of its abbreviated nature. The Rach Posak Kavu Dishmuel V'Levi. Notice we have triangles around the Bahag and the Rach to accentuate this machloikas. The Rach Paskins like Kavu Dishmuel V'Levi opted to do a standing Shemoneh Esrei early in the morning, right after dawn, before the Zman of Kriya Shema. Umiu midikomar of Ashi, but from the fact that Rav Ashi says lo chazina l'rabbonin kshishi deko avdi hachi, we don't find elderly or great sages practicing that which Avud Shmuel and Levi said. Mashma de'in haloch kamosan. It seems from Rav Ashi that they are not the approach to take. So leaving the Rach in a weaker position as far as Psak Halacha is concerned. We continue on Omid Beis. Hochi Gar Sinon, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rabbozo Ben Azayah. The Gemara said that we will not follow his approach with regard to Musaf, which said that if there is a tzibur, then the private individual, if there's a communal Musaf being recited, so a person was off on his own, doesn't have to say Musaf. Elo halacha k'rabbonon. Rather, the halacha is like the rabbonon, that under all circumstances, Musaf is to be recited, whether the tzibur or the yachid. Even a yachid who is in a place where there's a tzibur saying Musaf. V'chein posak rach. And it's for this reason that Rav Ami and Rav Asi were quoted Shemispalin biyochid ben Amudi the Garsi. They davened in private at where they learned Lashmina daloch Rabban to show us that the loch goes like Rabban. And as we learned during our Daf Yomi Gemara Shir, the idea here was that they were saying Musaf in that fashion also, in even though there were 13 shuls in that community, showing us like Shita Sarabonan. Vatanya, the next text is Vatanya Tovlo Hiskish Rosh Chodesh Barbis, Ein Machzirin Oso. We learned that in a Tanaic source, that if one, the Gemara had been dealing with why did Reb Chiya Bar Abba say a repeat of Shmona Esrei, and if it's because he forgot to say Yale Viovo, so we saw a Tanaic source that says you'll be able to make it up in the next prayer, in the next davening. V'ha'tanya, tov lo hiskish Rosh Chodesh Barvis, ein machzirin oso. Lo garsinon lei, deho amrinon, besomuch tov lo hiskish Rosh Chodesh, ein machzirin oso, lefishei mekachin. What Tosfos is pointing out is that in the Brisa that we have, the phrase of Tovlo Hiskish Rosh Chodesh, the phrase Ba'arvis Ein Machzirin Oso, is not to be part of the Brisa, because it is mentioned later in the Gemara that Halach is mentioned in the name of Rav Onan Amar Rav. So it's likely that he is the author of it, and it's not part of a Brisa. And in fact, in our Gemara text, in our Gemara markings text, you'll notice that we made a reference using parentheses based on what one sees in the Bach, who cites this Tosfos, and hence we did not read that. Another point, another possibility is Iisa, if it really is part of the Brisa text, then Agav Achrina Noketle, it was stated just along with the others, but it's not really the focus of this particular source. Kamo Yishev Bein Tefila Tefila, the issue came up, how much of a delay must one make between two prayers? Two Shmon Esreis. What does it mean, two Shmon Esreis? Could go on Adam Shetah for Roitz L'Spal Hashemis. If a person, let's say, made a mistake and he needs to daven a second Shmon Esrei, how much of a pause between the two? V'chein bein tefilas shachris v'tefilas musafin. Or a case where a person finished shachris and he now wants to go into musaf. How much delay or gap shall there be between the two? The Gemara said, "Kadesh tischolo daito alav." First, Mishalmi dahainu kishiyelech arba amos. The amount of time to gain concentration is the amount of time it would take to walk 4 amos, approximately 2 meters, which is a very small amount of time. Lefishein mekachin asachodesh v'chule. The Gemara had mentioned that if one misses the Yale V'Yavo in Arvis, he doesn't have to repeat a Shmona Esrei. If he misses the Yale V'Yavo of Rosh Chodesh in Arvis, he does not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, because that was not the time for dedicating a new month. We're not Mekadesh the Chodesh, we don't dedicate a new month at night, only by day, so that the skipping of a Rosh Chodesh reference at night is not critical. Pirush Liel, Beresh Pirkin, Mashem Makshin, V'tepukle Mishum Rishus. It was mentioned at the beginning of the Perek that, well, the idea of not having to repeat an Arvis Shmoneh Esrei is simply because it is it's called Rishus, it's called optional. So that would sound that that is enough of a reason not to have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So that's V'tepuk Le Mishum Rishus. Why not learn out because it's optional? So the answer to that is Mishum Dahainu Davka. This concept of Arvis being optional, it doesn't mean that it's something that you can simply skip if you like, but rather Hainu Davka Lasli Mitzvah Cheres Oiveres. That's only if you're confronted by another transitory mitzvah. So then we say that mitzvah, then Arvis is called optional and do the transitory mitzvah. But otherwise, Arvis is considered an obligation, and hence if one missed the Yalev Yovel in an Arvis, the only reason not to repeat it is not because it's classified as rishus, but because ein mekachin es achidish ba laila. The yesh meforshim, some try to say davke b'laila rishono ein machzirino. So if you have a 2-day rosh chodesh and he missed yalev yovo, the idea that he doesn't have to repeat the shmon esrei is only if it's a missing of yalev yovo in the first night of Rosh Chodesh, lufi she'ein mekachin lechodesh b'layla, aval b'layla shniyah machzirin oso. But the second night of Rosh Chodesh, there he would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if he missed the Alev Yavo, shekvar mekudish miyom shelefonov, because the Rosh Chodesh is the new month has already been sanctified from the day before. However, v'lo nira l'chalek, Tosfos doesn't see this as a grounds for making a distinction between first and second night. Rather, in both nights, a missing of Yalev Yavo will not require a repeat of the Shmoneh Esrei. Mistabro milsa derav b'chodesh mole. This is a Tosfos going on this very topic of someone who missed Arvis of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, he missed mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Arvis. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to go over say the Shmoneh Esrei again. This was likely. The Amira said it's likely in a Chodesh Mole, whether it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, but a Chodesh Choser, if it's a 1-day Rosh Chodesh, then he would have to. So Tosfos says, "Mistabe milsa derav Chodesh Mole klomar shohaya oisoi shelefonov, the month before this." In other words, we're dealing with what's called Rosh Chodesh of the previous month was Mole. That means that resulting in a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. The Oz Yochel LeOmra ba'Arvis Shemochar Shu Iker, and is missing the Alav Yavo is not consequential because he'll be able to say it in the night, the second night of Rosh Chodesh, which is the main day, because that really is the first of the month. The first day of Rosh Chodesh is really considered the 30th of the previous month. V'hoya Omer HaRabbeinu Yitzchok. You'll notice we have a diamond around Rabbeinu Yitzchok because there is an alternative, there's a different point of view seen later in the Tosfos that we featured also with a diamond, Rabbeinu Elchanan. So V'hoya Omer HaRabbeinu Yitzchok L'chol Dover Sha'amru Chachamim Ein Machzirin Osal. All these things, all these different cases where the Chachamim say if you missed it you don't have to repeat, Kagon Yalev Yovo Ba'arvis, like the Alev Yovo case we just mentioned, the Al Hanisim that we recite on Hanukkah and Purim, these are cases if you miss them you don't have to go back, you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Lo Mibaya Imoka Roglov. So I don't have to tell you the case where, let's say, he took his steps back after the Shmoneh Esrei, or he started the next bracha. That those cases certainly he would not have to go back. Even if he merely finished the bracha in which these things should have been said. For example, in Al Nisim, we say, Tov Shim Chalchon HaOdos, you finish that. Or, Hamachzir Shchinos L'Tzion, you finish that with Birchus Ritzei, where Yalev Yovel would have been said. You merely finish the bracha. And you didn't say what these additional paragraphs. You don't go back. V'lo Nihir L'Rabbeinu Elchanan. Rabbeinu Elchanan doesn't subscribe to this. And his point, we've noted with a long marking, showing you that all of these lines of Tosfos that follow this vertical dashed line that you see to meet it right inside of Tosfos forms Rabbeinu Elchanan's approach. So he says, I don't like that. the ho chazinon bebirchas hamazon the oisin shamru chacham and machzirin vegam oisin shein machzirin shoven hecha delo oka raglov. Now, right now we're talking about birchas hamazon, so the term oka raglov is a borrowed expression because there's no issue of stepping back in birchas hamazon, but rather it's a reference to his starting the next bracha. So Rabbeinu Ochanan says that when you view the halachas of birchas hamazon, those paragraphs that are binding, that make you go back, and those paragraphs that are not binding are treated the same way under the circumstances that you did not start the next bracha. Kidomar lekamon, im shochach shel Shabbos, if you missed the ritzei in the birchas hamazon, the siyem habracha kula, and you finished the bracha, which would end bonei brachamov Yerushalayim, if you didn't start the next bracha, Omer Baruch Asher Nosam Shabbosus Umluch Bechule, there's a special additional bracha that you insert over there, which you say there without having to go back, but you say it over there. V'Komer Nami Hosam Im Tov Lo Hiskush Rosh Chodesh Kodim Shaka Raglov. Likewise, if you did not say Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say the Alav Yavo in the Ritzei bracha of Birchas Hamazon, and you had not mentioned it, the idea of starting Birchas Hatovah Meitiv is what is meant by Oker Raglov. So once again, let's say a person he has skipped the Yalev Yavo of Rosh Chodesh before, and he remembered it before, he remembered that he skipped it before starting Hatovah Meitiv. So Omer Baruch Hashem Nosan Rosh Chodesh V'chulei. Amo, what do we see from this? Hecha Delo Okar Elu V'Elu Shoven, where he didn't start the next bracha. So we treat them the same. We treat the Ritzei, which is a binding passage, and the Yalev Yavo of Birchas Hamazon, which is not a binding passage, we treat them the same. In other words, there's an insertion of a special paragraph, a special bracha at that point, because you haven't started Hatova Meitiv. Which means she hischil bebrichas hatovah meitiv. If you started the next bracha, then shel Shabbos chozel rosh. If you missed ritzei, you've got to go back to the beginning of birchas hamazon. V'shel rosh chodesh. Regarding that, we say muvas lo yuchal liskon. Too bad, you messed up. You can't make it up. V'hochi nami. So too with regard to shmoyne esrei, yachsir le'oisa bracha im lo hischil bebracha shachreah. Simply, if you didn't start, let's say, Moedim after missing Yalev Yavo, or you didn't start Sim Shalom after missing Al HaNisim, so just go back to the immediately previous preceding bracha. That's the Rabbeinu Elchanan's approach. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchok said, once you missed it, even if you didn't start the next bracha, it's farfaun, it's missed, that's it, there's no tikkun. Ein machzirin. He says there is machzirin when you didn't start the next bracha, and he's saying that even for things that are otherwise not binding. Umiu ein raya mehosam. Tosfos himself though doesn't agree with the comparison to birchas hamazon. In other words, I'm not going to conclude halachas of Shmoneh Esrei from birchas hamazon. The shiny hosam bebirchas hamazon shikvar birech shalosh brachos. Birchas hamazon is different. He already said the three basic brachas. Ubirchas hatov ameitiv lav doirai sohi. And the following bracha, named Birchas Hatov Abetiv, is not of a Torah origin. Al kein ein machzirin oisoi legamri. Therefore, since he finished the basic Birchas Hamazon, we don't make him go back. He ein doime shom hefsik kol kach. It doesn't appear to be a big interruption, and therefore we can insert something extra over there. The ein lohavi mimenu raya l'shmoyne esrei brachas. And we don't want to bring a proof. We're not going to bring a proof from there to Shmoyne Esrei. The im yachziru bedavar she'ein lo lafzor. If we were to make him go back on something that he doesn't have to really go back for, in other words, after finishing the samachziru shchinos l'tzion, if you're going to make him go back for something that he doesn't really have to go back for, have kamo hafsoka, then it really looks like a hefsik. The oid the ein lahavi raya lekan. we're not to bring a raya again from Birchas Hamazon. The im hoyisa oimer hecha shelo oka raglo v'shonesi brachos shelo lachzor. If you're going to say by a Shmona Esrei where he was not oika raglo, then he has to go back. Im kein hoyot sorech lachzor liritzei. He would have to go back to Ritzei. V'ein ze hogun, and that's not right. Umihu omer ri deros Rabbeinu Tam dehecha delo oka raglo chazal liritzei. Where Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, where he did not Okaraglov, he would go back to Ritzei. Afilu b'dvarim shein machzirin kigon al anisim v'chein amo debar, and that's the way people behave as well. The next Tosfos, al tikri b'chadras kodesh ela b'chirdas tema milo muchuch bedi midichti basrei. Why not prove from the pasuk that says chilu milfon of kol aretz? That means that the entire nation was fear struck, and that would give you the proof that you need to be in a state of seriousness. V'yesh lomar the hainu kra dichtiv b'mizbor hovul Hashem b'nei elim. The pasuk that the Gemara cited was from the same paragraph that we used for proving a lot of halachas of Shmon Esrei. U'me'al kra boy lochiach maseches megillah shomrim avos gvuos kedushas Hashem v'shmon esrei brachos tiknu kenegdo askaros. From the pasuk that the Gemara quotes here in Mizmor Choftes, Yishtach v'lahem b'avras kodesh, we learn all these other halachas relating to Shmona Esrei. Mishum hochi diek me oisei kro shekosub oisei parsha. Aval oisei dechilu v'chulei eno kosub oisei parsha. The pasuk of chilu m'fof korach is not in the same paragraph. So this is at the top of Lamed Aleph. Hamid Aleph, Aisu Kosav the Zugis of Kivrisa, in order to make them serious, he smashed this glass. Mikan Noagu Lishabi Zuchufus Mison, from here the practice to smash a glass at weddings developed. Bemokom Gilo Shantei Rodo, this was back on Lamed Omid Beis, Pshuto Shomikra, the simple reading of the Pasuk is, Ivdu as Hashem Biro, Ukshiyavo Yom Rodo Togilu, if you serve Hashem nowadays in a state of fear, when the great day of joy, when the Yom Ra'odah, when everyone else is fear struck, you will be able to be joyful. In Yerushalmi, this pasuk is understood to mean what we took it in our Gemara, that you serve Hashem b'yira, that's a reference to tefillah. Serve Hashem with awe. Dikri avoda, tekistan b'sifri u'ovde b'chol v'avchem, as the Sifri says regarding the pasuk Mishma, that you should serve Hashem with all of your hearts. What does it mean to serve with your heart? Zu tefillah. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.